The Advisory Group for Vaccinations has made a new recommendation to the Department of Health that the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine can be used for people aged 70 years and older. Last month, the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, advised the government that the vaccine should not be administered to those in this age group. However, the National Immunisation Advisory Committee issued its latest recommendation on foot of new evidence about AstraZeneca's effectiveness. Here's our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
The National Immunisation Advisory Committee advises the Chief Medical Officer on vaccinations. In early February, it said that the AstraZeneca vaccine could be used for those aged 65 and older, but where possible and timely, an mRNA vaccine like Pfizer or Moderna should be used instead. The Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, advised the government that the vaccine should not be used for those aged 70 and older. Now in a fresh review, the National Immunisation Advisory Committee has recommended that the AstraZeneca vaccine can be used for those aged 70 years and older. It is also said there should be no delay in vaccination. So far, over 100,000 people over 70 have been given a first dose, mainly using the Pfizer vaccine. But there are still around 400,000 people in Cohort 3, those aged 70 and older, to be vaccinated. The Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, is expected to give a revised view to government shortly, having now received the new recommendation on AstraZeneca.
The Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, has said he supports the announcement by the board of the country's largest stockbroker, Davy, to put the group up for sale. Last night, Mr. Donoghue said it was important that Ireland had a stable and well-managed local stockbroking community to support Indigenous companies. Last week, the central bank fined Davy more than €4 million for breaching market rules over a transaction involving its own staff. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
In a brief two-line statement, Davy's board said it had decided to pursue a sale of the group and that Rothschild & Co. had been appointed as financial advisor to manage the process. It follows a record €4.1 million fine from the central bank for market rule breaches in relation to a transaction in 2014 where a client sold a bond but wasn't told it was a consortium of 16 Davy staff who bought it. Last weekend, three senior figures, including the chief executive, resigned, while on Monday the company shut down its bond desk, making four staff redundant, after the National Treasury Management Agency pulled Davy's authority to act as a primary dealer in government bonds. But a number of those who left Davy in the past week still remain significant shareholders in the company, and so the changing of the shareholding structure is therefore being seen as a key step to restoring trust in the business. There's likely to be significant interest in the firm, with Bank of Ireland already reported to have made exploratory contact with Davy, something the bank has declined to comment on.
The US President Joe Biden has said he will order all US states to make every adult in the country eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine by the 1st of May. Mr. Biden made the announcement in his first primetime address last night. Our Washington correspondent Brian O'Donovan.
It was this time last year that the first COVID-19 restrictions were announced here in the US, and to coincide with that anniversary, President Joe Biden delivered his first primetime address to the nation last night. He said it had been a year of collective suffering, sacrifice and loss, noting that more than 520,000 Americans have died from the virus. The president announced that he was ordering all states to make every adult eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine by the 1st of May. He said that his target for vaccine rollout was running ahead of schedule and expressed hope that by the 4th of July, America might not just be celebrating Independence Day, but also independence from the virus. Brian O'Donovan, RTE News, Washington.
Gardaí have issued a fresh appeal to a driver following the death of a 45-year-old man in a road incident in Mayo on Wednesday night. The vehicle did not stop at the scene. Gardaí have renewed their appeal to the driver to come forward. Our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath.
It's understood the deceased man was originally from Eastern Europe but had been living here for some time. He sustained fatal injuries when he was hit by a vehicle on Humbert Way on the outskirts of Castlebar at around 11:50 on Wednesday night. A post-mortem examination was carried out on the man's body at Mayo University Hospital last evening. Following a forensic examination of the crash site, detectives have been reviewing CCTV and dash cam footage in an effort to identify the vehicle involved in the hit and run. They've urged the motorist who left the scene to come forward and to contact any Garda station. Pat McGrath, RTE News, Galway.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with SuperValu. Get thousands of really low prices in the SuperValu range. Available in-store and online. Believe in low prices.
Sunny spells and heavy blustery showers this morning with a likelihood of hail or sleet and isolated thunderstorms. Cloud will increase this afternoon with bands of more persistent showery rain extending from the west this evening. Highest temperatures will range from 6 to 9 degrees. And there's a warning that southwest winds veering west will increase to gale force 8 or strong gale force 9 at times this afternoon, evening and overnight on coastal waters from Strangford Lough to Mizenhead to Errishead and on the Irish Sea.
RTE Radio 1 Traffic and Travel with the all-new Hyundai Tucson, Ireland's best-selling car this year.
The latest travel news from the AA. Gardaí in Dublin are dealing with a crash on the Swords Road inbound after the Collins Avenue junction, and traffic is slow between there and Griffith Avenue. Elsewhere, there are westbound delays on the Clare Hall Road approaching the M1-M50 interchange. Moving to Sligo on the N15, traffic is beginning to slow at those works north of Drumcliff between Castlegarn and Grange. South of that in Galway, traffic is slowing towards the city on the Tuam Road approaching its junction with Bohorna Drive. Finally, for those in Youghal in Cork, delays are building on North Main Street approaching the Church Street junction. Anna Cullen, AA Road Watch.